All right, here we go. Your man, Sir Earl, coming to you late again. It's Monday, the 24th, May 24th. It's late, probably about almost 6 o'clock in the evening. But I promised that I would get it up on Monday. So, as I've said before, we've just been really, really busy. I've just got back in town. We had to go to some celebrity golf outing or something like that. Chie had to work. So we were in Naperville all weekend. So things are just getting busy and busy. I know next week, this Sunday, we start shooting the video for her preparation for her show, which her show is July 24th in Atlanta, Georgia. Chicago Pro, and we're starting to shoot a DVD in conjunction with that, which is, you know, we shot one before, but this one will be, you know, more instructional, more documentary, more in-depth, because she's a pro now, so she's made a lot of improvements. So it'll be called Never Impossible Part 2, The Dream Continues, is what we have it, the name picked out for. So, I'm coming to you with that. As I said before, it's your man. The day is Monday, 6 in the evening. I'm getting later and later and later. I actually took my equipment with me to do my podcast from Naperville, from the hotel that I was staying at, but I forgot my microphone. So, I had everything except my mic, and so I couldn't do it. So, I'm doing it now. Been busy all day trying to get caught up on stuff and train clients and all that stuff, but I'm getting it to you. Hopefully it'll be a good one, and you know, everybody will forgive me. I wanted to say, first and foremost, we're starting to get a lot of downloads from other countries, and you know, I'd like for somebody to email me and let me know. I mean, is it interpreted? Is it in your language? I mean, I don't know. I never really expected countries like Malta, which is in the Mediterranean Sea, right outside Italy, to download some of Sir Earl's This My World podcast. But they have. So I'm just very interested to see, is it translated or how do they listen to it? So any country outside of the United States could shoot me an email and just let me know. I'd really appreciate it. So what I'm going to do, the one thing that's been on my mind today in terms of podcasts, mental things like that, has been I look at, because I post a lot on social media, we have a lot of platforms that we post on. The one thing that I'm starting to notice, and I talked about this before, is that the addition of social media to the landscape has made people settle for mediocre behavior. Okay, I want to know, and maybe it's me, why does every time I see a guy on Instagram or Facebook, he has on no shirt and he's working out? What the fuck is that? I mean, I don't know anybody that goes into the gym, has no shirt on, and work out. I guess that's, you know, I don't go to open gyms, so I wouldn't know. But back in days when I was bodybuilding, we didn't do that. But it just seems now every guy is bare-chested, flexing, look like if he stepped on stage at a show, he'd get his ass handed to him. But he looks like a superhero on Instagram. So that's one of the ways to me that there's a such mediocre acceptance going on today, is that you don't really have to look, anybody look great studying by themselves. You don't have to look show-worthy to take a pumped-up picture on Instagram and flex in front of the camera and from the, usually it's from the chest down because legs look like chicken legs. And you don't have people talk about how great you look. So that's always, to me, just kind of, in a word, fucked up. I just don't get it. I guess I'm old school. It just makes no sense to me that that's important in this day and age to people, or our values have become that lowered and wilted that to work out bare-chested and take pictures of yourself or set your phone down and record you doing the set. I guess that's the thing nowadays. It aggravates the hell out of me because that's not the sport or the profession that I fell in love with. And then no one wants to do bodybuilding anymore, because when you do bodybuilding, when you get involved, you're looking and you're saying, okay, in order to just stand on stage, I have to build a complete physique. I've got to add 50 pounds. It takes 5 pounds a year. You're going to get 5 pounds a year if you eat like crazy and just stay strict. You might get 5 pounds a year. So you're looking at 10 years. Guys today, they want to do physique. They want to do classic physique. They want to do all these things that, to me, and this is just my opinion, and I know I'll get emails from people that differ, they just, to me, look for an easier way to do it as opposed to get in the gym and build a body worthy of standing on stage with the best. I mean, they had, a little while ago, they had one guy that he could not even win a local show, but yet he was Mr. Physique Olympia for 4 or 5 years. How does that work? You know, you can't even place at a show, but all of a sudden, you're the best in the world at what this Mr. Physique has to offer. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. And you know, like I said, I'm from a different cut, different era, or whatever. It just, I don't buy that. I don't buy into that. So it's not something that I'm thoroughly impressed. The classic physique, some guys are really, really good. They're on the light side, but they have great symmetry, great lines, and they present themselves very well. So I don't have as big a problem with that. But I'm from the era where it was about mass. It was about building a physique that, you know, you added 40, 50, 60 pounds to. That was the era that I was from. And that was what I was introduced in bodybuilding. And that's what I felt, that's what I feel bodybuilding is. So that's how I feel about the guys. And I wanted to address that and get out the way first. Now, the second thing, the most prevalent, is what is it with women today that they feel they are judged thoroughly, and everybody just want, they are judged thoroughly on a big ass, and everybody wants to have a big ass. It's like, I work as a personal trainer, have been for a lot of years. And women will come in, and I don't care if they're black, white, blue, green, or purple. It's, I don't want to lose my ass. It's like, to me, if you have someone interested in you because you have an ass, what is that saying about you as a person? But these days, you see these women, they want to be like Lizzo. You want to be fat. You know, they call it now voluptuous, curvy, or whatever the hell they call it. To me, you're fat. But you got the small waist, and the your waist is small. Your waist is small because your stomach is so big. Your body is so fat. Your waist should be small. You're hippie. There's no toneness whatsoever to your body. It's just strictly cellulite. And you think that that's cute. You think that that's attractive. And that's what the trend has grown on us. It's like we the standards have been, you could be fat, get surgery. I heard you get fat sucked from your legs and you get it injected in your ass. What is that? You know, our standards have been lowered so much. It's, you know, a big ass yoga pants. We honor Cardi B, you know what I mean? A stripper turned rapper. And we live a life to run home and look at the Kardashians every freaking day, who they're a fucking train wreck. You know what I mean? But it just, it really hurts me to see this young generation to have values and morals just so screwed up. But you know, maybe the generation before us thought the same way about some of the things that we did, but I don't remember believing that to have a big ass is a selling point. It is what keeps that man with you. If you got a big ass, forget about if you're smart, forget about if you're going out trying to make it happen, forget about your looks, forget about all that. If you got a big ass, hey, that's what's happening. You know, if you got cellulite, you got stomach hanging over your pants, you still cute because you got a big ass. And it's, I got a nice curvy physique. I don't want to be like a beanpole, like a size number two. I want some meat on the bone. And you can make up or say whatever the hell you want to say, okay? But fat is not healthy. I hear people say, well, I'm a healthy fat. There's no such thing. That's an oxymoron. That's just like saying I'm a broke millionaire. You know what I mean? You're either broke or you're a millionaire. You're either fat and unhealthy, or you're taking care of yourself and you're healthy. You can't use an oxymoron that I'm a healthy fat. It doesn't exist. I am in a profession that this is what we do all day, and this is something that I've done for the last 30 years. There is no such thing as healthy fat. And that's why you see all these people, all these different people that say, I'm happy being me. If a person don't accept me for me, but then they say, you know, they're getting weight loss surgery where you got the small body and the big ass head. And, that's the end thing now. Not only are people downing their morals and things like that, the ethics, it's like they're so screwed up that you're lazy. Most people nowadays are lazy. You don't even want to work for your big ass. You want to go lay down on the table, have a fat sucked out your legs and injected in your ass so you don't have to work for it. Even if you wanted a big ass, get your ass in the gym and work for it. I mean, they have machines. They have different things that can build up your glutes or ass, and they're nice and toned. So we live in an era where we want it quick. We want it yesterday. We live in a microwave era. I'm going to get the surgery. They're going to suck it out my waist, and they got to inject it in my ass. You know what I mean? I've never seen one of those go successful. So, I think that as a society, and this is just my opinion, it may differ with other people, is that we need to get back to having some morals and scruples and ethics and start loving us for who we are. Start being healthy, because you're not going to realize you're not a healthy fat till you land up in a hospital room dying somewhere. And then you're going to realize there's no such thing as a healthy fat. So you're just fat. Let's start taking care of ourselves. Let's start loving ourselves. We don't have to be. I saw a picture today. These women. You know, you're bleaching your skin. You're wearing weave down to your fucking ankles, and you're doing everything to change who you are. But you say you love you for you. If that's the case, be you. Who are you? You know what I mean? When you take away the weave, the phony nails, the bleached skin, and all those things, who are you? You know what I mean? Get back to being yourself. Get back to loving you for you, and do the things the right way that is going to take you to get to a level of where you want to be. Let's quit looking for these quick remedies and you know, these shortcuts and these gimmicks and, you know, bleaching and Botox and, you know, injections and all this shit. Let's stop that, man. This job is killing us, man. Killing people, not me. I live for mine. But let's just start looking at things and loving us for who we are and putting the work in to become a better us instead of lying to yourself, saying you're healthy fat, saying you voluptuous and you curvy and you all this other shit, okay, fluffy and all that. No, you're fat. Look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth and start doing something about it, and we'll start living a much, much better life for ourselves, all right? So until next week, hopefully I'll be a little bit earlier with it. It's your man, Sir Earl, coming to you once again. Peace out.